So good evening, everyone. It's Annie Sorrell here, and it's the 1st of October. It's such an interesting day, the 1st of the 10th, 2020. I couldn't help enjoying that. And that adds up to 6, which means it's a day of taking responsibility globally. It's about responsibility. And actually interesting to think that debate in the US yesterday, and there was a debate here in Canberra too, that was on a 5-day, and 5 is very much about being public, going public, and it's also about progress and change and things like that. But you know, if someone's got 5 prominently in their numerology chart, then it's likely that they work in a public situation, like in government offices or in a police station, or they might do a lot of public speaking, something like that. So interesting how the numbers can fall, or things can fall in alignment with the numbers. Mind you, it was pretty wild communication there in the US yesterday, but 5 energy can be a bit wild too. And so that's what I wanted to talk about, because this month, the energy of this month, October, is 5 energy. That's the underlying energy. And that's calculated by, we add up what the numbers for the year are, so 2020 adds up to 4. And then we add on to that the number of the month, and the number for October is 10, which is 1. So 1 and 4 is 5. So we're in a 5-month, a 5 global month in a 4 global year. And so 5 really is a powerful number for change. It's halfway between 1 and 9, and there are 9 in numerology. Excuse me, there are 9 numbers, and so 9's that sort of tipping point number. And I guess before I keep talking any more about this, because I'm going to be focusing on this 5 energy, and for some of you who are listening to this call, 5 is likely to be your own personal month number. So there's the number that's specific to the whole globe, which provides an undercurrent. But then each of us have our own specific number as well. And so, you know, if you're engaged in a group of people, the underlying energy for that group will be feeling that 5 energy that's this month. When you're by yourself, you're very much in your own energy for this month. And so just talking through with you, taking you through the calculations in case this is the first time you're listening to this call, as to how you work out what your month number is. First of all, you work out what your year number is. And to calculate your year number, you add together the number for the day that you were born. So you might have been born on the 31st, so you would add 3 and 1 together, and that gets 4. And then you add on the months in which you were born, so it might be the 31st or the 12th. So you add that 4 onto the 1 of the 12th, and that makes 5, and then onto the 2 of the 12th, and that makes 7. And so that means then that you then, having added together the day of your birth and the month of your birth, you then add on to the year number so that you know what your personal year number is in relation to the global year number. So you add that 7 to 2020, so 7 plus 2 is 9, plus 2 is 11. Excuse me, and so that comes to 11 over 2 or 2. So to give you another example, maybe you're born on the 5th of June, and so 5 plus 6 is 11, plus 2020, which we can also call 4, 20 plus 20 is 40, 4 plus 0 is 4. So if we're talking, let's just say the 5th of June, 5 and 6 is 11, plus 4 is 15, and then we just add together 1 and 5, and that makes 6. So that means that you would be in a 6th personal year. And so it's simply adding together the numbers, and any double numbers like, you know, the 31st or the 28th or the 12th, you can write them down with a plus sign between each number, because it's a weird thing to do with numbers and with dates, and it can be a bit hard to get your head around it. So if it's the 28th, you just write 2 plus 8, and then you put another plus sign and you add in the numbers in the month. And so if it's the 12th, plus 1, plus 2, and then you can just make it plus 4 for the 2020. And then you add those two numbers together so they reduce to a single digit. So once you've got the year number that you're in, so that's with an energy for the year that is that you're living with, that's represented by that number, once you've got that, then to work out what month you're in, you simply add the number of the month, which October is the 10th month. You can drop off the naught and just call it 1. And so you simply add 1 on to whatever your year number is. And so that's why, as I said before, we're in a 4 global year, plus we add on the 1 for October and it becomes a 5 month in a 4 year. And so if in doing that calculation you find that you're in a 5 month, then what I'm going to be saying globally about the global energy for this month will of course apply to you directly. If you're not in a 5 month, if it's a different month, what I'm saying is still really valuable because, as I say, if that 5 is a general across the planet sort of effect for this month. And also, what I'm going to be saying in explaining what the 5 energy is about, which is largely about change. Change is something that affects all of us all the time, and we're confronted with the possibility of change every day. Like, you know, from the moment we get up, we can change the side of our bed that we get out of. We can change the order of our morning routine. You know, change is available every moment of every day. And so having a bit more of an understanding of your relationship with change can be really helpful. There's a part of us that really likes change, and the proportions of these parts vary from individual to individual, of course. There's a part of us that really wants things to get better, that wants variety, that wants stimulation, wants new experiences, a whole lot of reasons why we want change. You know, a major one being because we want to feel better than how we're feeling right now. However, there are also a lot of reasons why we might be resistant to change. And a lot of them stem from fear. Fear is the thing that so often trips us up. So, for example, we might be afraid of change because we might be afraid that things will get worse. We might feel as though right now I'm only holding on by my fingernails. What if there's change and my fingernails don't work anymore? We don't like to move out of our comfort zone, much as our comfort zone might have got uncomfortable. At least it's familiar and we know the rules of the discomfort. For example, you know, if you're in a job that's not very fulfilling and you'd like a job that was more stimulating and rewarding, at least you're accustomed to being in this job that's not very stimulating, and you know what it's like to be in a job that's not very stimulating. And you don't know what it'd be like, maybe, if you are in a stimulating job. So there's that push-pull that can take place. So, yeah, we can be afraid things will get worse. We can be afraid that we won't be able to cope with the changes. We might like them, but what if they're overwhelming? Interestingly, we can often be more afraid of success than of failure, because success might expect more of us. Success might get more attention on us. Success might create a whole lot more disruption in our life. We like to know what to expect. So the unfamiliarity, the uncertainty, and you know, we've really faced that with COVID this year, with a lot of change and upheaval and not knowing what to expect. We also can be afraid that we don't deserve the positive change. And so much as part of us might want it, another part of us might be saying, who do I think I am to think that my life could get better? I don't deserve that. So things like it mightn't be safe, I mightn't deserve it, I mightn't be able to cope with it, I don't know what to expect. These can trip us up. And if we let these fears endure and run our lives, then that means that we might never go on a holiday, we might never move house, never change job, stay in relationships, intimate friendships, colleagues, etc., relationships that are not working for us, not fulfilling and rewarding, and instead stay stuck. So, you know, life really does require us to grow and change and expand and become more of who we are and experience, have as many different experiences as we choose to and life sends to us. And so if we've got that fear of change, it can be crippling and paralysing and keep us very, very stuck. And so when I was talking about September a month ago and what that brings, I was saying that it's peak months of the year, because whatever your year number is, it's the same month number. And so whatever things you might be being asked to learn, what your assignments might be for this year and what your opportunities might be for this year, really comes to a head in September. And then in October we start to feel the pull towards the energies of next year. We're already starting to move that way. And because last month had that four energy, which can be a very stuck energy, whereas five energy of October is really liberating, so there actually may not have been a lot of change in your external world in September. However, there could well have been a lot of change in your internal world. So, for example, you might have decided, yes, I want to apply for a different job, but you haven't been able to, and you've got yourself ready, you've got in your internal world lined up with, yes, it feels good to apply for a different job, or that job I applied for, I really do feel I would like to get that job. So you can be really lined up with it. But because four can be an energy where not change doesn't happen very easily at all, that internal alignment, that internal willingness, that feeling inside yourself, yes, I do want that, and I can feel wanting that in my body. It's not just an intellectual thought. I can feel emotionally that's what I want. I can feel it intuitively. It feels as though it's meant to be there for me. And mentally I'm believing in it, but it's still not happening. And that is something that can happen with that four energy. And I hadn't really thought about that last month when I was talking about what September would be bringing. But so the shifts that are really significant for you this year and can have been happening throughout the year but especially can happen in September may not be manifesting externally until October. So nil deaths per annum, if there's some changes that you've been wanting and they haven't been happening and you're feeling as though you're ready and you're batting your head against a brick wall, it's quite likely that you're going to see those changes in October. They may have already happened for you, but if not, there's a whole lot of shifting and realigning that can happen in this month. So that's why I'm focusing a lot on the fears that can be holding us back, because let's go with the flow, hey, and see what unfolds. Now, the reasons why we can have those fears about change, and I alluded to this a little in the email I sent out about the call tonight, what can hold us back from that change, those changes, is largely the experiences that we've had in the past. So if we've had some changes in the past that haven't turned out very well, that can make us nervous about changes into the future. And this is where we can get stuck in a groove where, so for example, you decide to move house and you start thinking about, okay, what do I need to do to facilitate the moving house? We're inclined to immediately think, now what did I do last time? Yes, I had to arrange for the electricity to be cut off, and these are the removalists I used, and blah, blah. We so often go back to past experiences and what we've learnt from them to guide us for present experiences that we're embarking on. However, we're much more likely to remember when those past experiences haven't gone so well and then end up repeating them. And so we can have had a lot of experiences around change through our life that have made us a little ambivalent about it. And it can go right back to childhood. For example, maybe you moved schools a lot, moved towns a lot, and therefore moved schools a lot. And every time you started at a new school, it was hard to get settled into that school. Or maybe, and so change was not good. Or maybe you're the eldest in a family with five children, and with each child, your place in the family may have become a little, you may have sort of been sidelined a little bit because of the new baby to look after. And if that happens several times, then someone new coming in can start to not feel like positive change. So when we have changes that don't feel good and we remember them and we don't feel safe through those changes, then that can make us very cautious about other changes that are coming and the decisions that we make about those changes. So, for example, if you move from one school to another and it doesn't feel good, then every time you move from one job to another, that might not feel good. So, for example, it takes a while to make new friends and to fit in. And when you look at changing jobs, there can be that fear, what if I don't fit in? What if people don't like me? What if I don't communicate well with people? And if it's that child in that school, you've made the decision that maybe there's something wrong with me and that's why I'm having trouble making new friends, then we can write a whole script about ourselves, that change is not good, that people don't like me, that there's something wrong with me. Now, none of this is true. Inevitably, it can be difficult to make new friends when you start at a new job or a new school, when you start to meet new people in a hobby like playing a sport or something like that. But we tell ourselves all these stories about it that are actually not true. And so that feeling of I'm not good enough, for example, when we were born, we were all good enough. But somehow or other, through life, through the parenting that we have, through our experiences in schools, in sports teams, in churches, in all sorts of different activities, then as we go out into the world as adults, we start to develop stories about ourselves, about who we are, about what other people are like, about our abilities, all sorts of stories that were never true for that newborn baby. And why I'm wanting to stress this right now is because this month is a really good month to start sorting the wheat from the chaff. So acknowledging, identifying those beliefs that you have that are holding you back, you know, that fear, if I make changes, what if I fail? Look at the times I've failed before. Look at how much it's hurt to fail. But you were born a perfect baby, a perfect, lovable baby that is good enough. And any other beliefs that contradict that are lies. And so this is a really good month. Remember, one of the things I said about five is it's about communication. It's a really good month to notice how you communicate with yourself. What lies do you believe about yourself? Do you believe the lies that you're not good enough? In whose eyes? That you can't get it right enough? In whose eyes? That it will be a disaster if you have a failure rather than the fact that it will be an opportunity for learning and growing. So this is a really good month for noticing, what do I tell myself about myself? And is that really true? And how can I know it to be true? And if need be, where does it come from? Oh yes, I learnt it through this and this and this experience. Or otherwise, what would I like to believe instead? If it's not actually the truth of me, but it's been influencing me, what other non-truths would I like to have influencing me instead? And so we can start to really, this month, reframe our thinking. We can notice, not making ourselves wrong, because that adds to the suffering, but noticing, oh, there I am thinking, I can't do that. Do I know that to be true? Or is that just a thought that I've become thought so often that it's become a belief? And what if instead I have the belief that I won't know until I try? Or what have I got to lose? Or I can only find out, really find out by taking action. So noticing your thoughts and your feelings and noticing how they're influencing you, noticing how much energy you're giving to them and whether you would like to change them, replace them with other thoughts and other feelings. Now sometimes this is just not possible. I'm not talking about spiritual bypassing, where you just, you know, I'm not my thoughts, I'm not my feelings, I'm a spiritual being and they're not real. Because they're jolly real sometimes when you're feeling the intensity of them. So sometimes we need to really be with a negative belief and acknowledge it and listen to what it's saying and process it to help us to turn it around. Or with an emotion, we need to feel that emotion and move through it and come out the other side. And then we can come out into that place of peace and say, well, wow, that was a big emotion and that had some pretty uncomfortable beliefs attached to it. But now I've come out the other side of it and it doesn't need to keep on influencing me. But it's noticing these thoughts and feelings and being aware that you are not the thoughts and feelings. They're experiences that you're having, that they're not the truth of you. And they can be changed. And there's that witness part of you that's noticing that they're there. The five energy is about change. It's about progress. It's about new and better ways of doing things. And it's about setting yourself free. Stepping out of traps. Stepping out of limitations and restrictions. And simply by making the choice, our intentions are really powerful. We're listening to this call. You couldn't be listening to it if you didn't first intend to listen to it. So setting intentions for the direction that you're wanting to navigate towards, especially how you're wanting to feel on the inside, because what we feel on the inside is what will manifest for us on the outside. So an intention could be that by the end of this year I want to feel happier and more positive and more confident. I want to feel more at peace. I want to be able to play and have fun, more fun. I want to have more loving connections in my relationships. Just having that intention is the beginning of change. And when we have intentions that are directed towards changing our inner world, they can be much safer than directions towards changing our outer world. So, for example, intending to have a job that is fulfilling and rewarding, if that intention comes to fruition, you're going to be very happy with it. Whereas if you set the intention of, I want a job doing this, working for that organisation, and it's all an external focus, that might happen, but you might still not feel fulfilled and rewarded. So it's a good time now for setting intentions for how you'd like to feel into the future, and noticing when you need to reframe or redirect your thinking in alignment with that intention. And that's where affirmations can be helpful too. So just to reiterate there, so many of the limiting beliefs we have about ourselves are actually not true if we go into them. And so we can look at changing them for beliefs that might also feel as though they're not true but have a much more positive impact. And to change beliefs, they're so often anchored in place by our emotions. So moving through uncomfortable emotions and coming out the other side is a pathway that can really help us step into a more positive feeling space. So this month, globally, hopefully we're going to see a lot of progress around living with COVID. Hopefully some medical developments, hopefully developments in terms of setting up structures that are more effective for society moving forward while living with this disease. Last month, 4 months, is about groundwork, solid foundations, getting organised, getting practical, addressing practical matters. And then this month, it's really implementing the changes. And so by the end of October, hopefully we're going to see some real progress this year. Because it's also very public, we could also hear a lot more about Black Lives Matter and the Me Too movement and other movements like that are really progressive now. And next year we're going to be in 5 years, so there'll be a whole lot more of that. So that's another thing that I want to say. Whatever your month number is this month, that is the year number that you'll be in next year. So the energy of this month is going to be a bit like, is going to feel a bit like the energy of next year is going to feel like. So it's a bit of a taster for next year. So it can be quite interesting to watch how what unfolds for you in this month. And if you keep paying attention to these numbers each month and how they play out each month, you're going to start to become more and more aware of how pronounced the shift can be between one month and the next, how the whole flavour of your life can change as we make that transition each month. So now, having talked about change and the 5 month energy of change, I'm going to go through the other month numbers for you so that you can see what might be coming for you in October. And I just want to say here, don't ever try and force yourself to fit the numbers. If your instinct is saying something different, go with whatever is coming up. So often what I find, and I've been doing a lot of numerology readings lately, is that people are in alignment with the energies, and the reading validates what people's experience already is. And we all love validation. You know, how much energy do we put into, have I made the right decision? And so the numbers can really, really help with that validation. Okay, so if you're in a 5 year this year, then October for you is going to be a 6 month. So lots of change in your inner world and possibly your outer world in September. In a 6 month, the focus, it's a very domestic focus, so really wanting a harmonious home. If your focus is on your home but there's not much happening there, you're likely to want it to, so you might like to rearrange the furniture or paint one of the rooms or do something out in the garden. It also favours the garden this month. It's funny, I'm in a 6 month now, I'm in a 5 year, and I plan to hit the garden this weekend and I've really done nothing with it for months. It's so funny how this works. It's also about relationships, so especially family relationships. So you might find there's a bit more of a family focus for you this month. And it's also about general relationships and about responsibility. And so checking what you're not taking responsibility for in your own life and checking where your responsibilities lie in other people's lives. And just being really aware that you're not responsible for other people who can take care of themselves. And noticing the responsibilities that you do have, maybe with children, maybe with people you know who are ill, maybe with pets. All those sorts of things that are likely to be more noticeable. And there's also a time when your focus is likely to be a bit on justice, what's fair and reasonable, more idealistic sort of a focus. And wanting more beauty and harmony in your life and possibly also creativity. If you're in a 6 year, then that's sort of the flavour of the year for you, what I've just been saying. And this month you're in a 7 month. And so often 7 months is a really introspective time. It's just, 7's a very sacred number. So you might be drawn to spirituality this month. You're certainly likely to want more time alone. And getting out, sitting under a tree, having time, simply being with yourself, maybe doing Qigong or yoga or going for quiet walks. It's not a sort of a vigorous energy time. It's a gentle time, being gentle with yourself and reviewing the year to date and thinking about where you might want to go from here. Often what happens in a seven, when you're governed by seven, is, you know, we don't wake up one day and say, oh, I'm going to spend this next month just in contemplation and philosophizing about my life. Usually something happens that leads us to doing some of that deeper thinking. And so what could happen could be a relationship upset, or a career or finance upset, or something around health that makes us just want a deeper understanding and awareness. So going gently with yourself and withdrawing a bit from people and busyness and noise will really support you at this time. If you're in a 7 year, then you'll be in an 8 month. And so 8 is about being powerful, coming into your power, feeling your strength, changes that have been seen too hard until now can suddenly seem much more natural and unfold much more easily. There can be a focus on legal matters, on paperwork, on business, on getting really organised, analysing something, planning something. It's really taking charge and taking control. And also things to do with financial organisations and businesses. So dealing with big organisations. You're certainly more inclined to speak your truth, to take positive action and step up in ways that you might have felt unable to do earlier. And given that you're in a 7 year, the 7 year really is, it's sometimes seen as a bit of a trough year because not much can happen. But now we're starting to move towards next year. That energy stone come through and you've got that 8 energy, then you might just surprise yourself or someone around you. If you're in an 8 year this year, then this is a 9 month for you. And it's a really significant number because 9 is the number for endings. And it really, you know, I've just been talking about the power of change. It really is very significant to let go of what's no longer working for us in our lives, because if our life gets too full, then positive new things cannot arise. So when we let go of the old, we do make way for the new. And also I love that other thing, that if we let go of something and we meant to have it, it can come back to us, often in a better form. So cleaning out your cupboards, cosmic vacuum cleaners on high, ready to help you to release old unwanted beliefs. Relationships that have not been working for you, really time to let them go. And that's what this whole year is about. I just want to repeat that for people who mightn't have listened to these calls before. This is the year of getting real, of no longer pretending that relationship is okay, of no longer pretending that you're happy living where you're living, no longer telling yourself that it's not great but it's good enough. This year is the year for being more honest with yourself, more genuine in your approaches, and practical about what's working for you and what's not. So if you're in a 9 month at the moment, you're especially going to be feeling that right now. But it is the energy that we're all feeling in a backgroundy sort of way this year. Let's get real. And COVID has certainly made us get real about what's important and what's not important in our lives, and created a lot of new thinking. If you're in a 9 personal year this year, then you're in a one month. So some new beginnings that are sort of heralding or one step ahead of a lot more new beginnings that are coming in for you next year. So if you're not sure what new beginnings that you're wanting next year, maybe you're thinking about undertaking some sort of study or professional development. This month would be a great time to hop on the internet and do some Googling about what your options might be, starting to prepare for that. Also, the one energy really favours us being independent and original and initiating. And so this is a time to be a little cautious about who you discuss your plans and your goals with, because this energy requires them to come from inside you. And when we talk with others a lot about decisions that we're trying to make, that can dissipate the energy that we're feeling that's drawing us to the new, and it can confuse us with conflicting views. And no one else can ever know what's best for us. If we bring together the information that we need, and then we tune in with our inner wisdom, we will find our guidance. Guidance that is much more reliable than other people's thoughts when they're trying to put themselves into your shoes, which they haven't worn for even 1 minute of their lives in a meaningful way. So, yes, if you're in that 1 month energy, it really is a bit like the 7 energy, a good time for a bit of time alone, tuning in to who you are and what's calling to you. If you're in a 1 personal year, that you've been doing new beginnings all year, and this month is the 2 energy, which is starting to attend to the details. There might have been a surging forwards for you this year, but now there are details that need to be consolidated. This can be more of an emotional month, and also after it being a year of standalone, this is a really good month for addressing partnerships, whether they're partnerships that are romantic or friendship or work partners, work-based partnerships. This is a really good month for addressing them. It's also a month when you're likely to feel more sensitive, more emotional, more intuitive, more empathic, softer. If you're in a 2 personal year, then that's how it's been for you all year. And this month is a 3 month, and it's 3 is a very expansive energy. So it's a good time to get out and play and have fun, to let yourself dream big dreams, to be uplifted and inspired, to be aware of what might be holding you back from expanding, from more socialising. Also an energy that really encourages being creative. So whether it's creating more comfortable spaces in your house, creating some beautiful meals, creating some beautiful paintings, that's the energy for you this month. Uplifting and inspiring others as well. If you're in a 3 personal year, and that's how it's been for you this year, and you're in a 4 month, and so this is the month for getting practical. In 3 year, there's a lot of dreaming big dreams. The 4 is coming back down to earth, and okay, what can I implement here? and in what ways can I make this start to happen, laying the solid foundations for these ideas that have been floating around. So I hope that that gives you a little bit more understanding of this month. And you know, any time that you're sort of finding yourself thinking through October, what's going on here? Why is this happening? If you then stop and think, wait a minute, what is my month number? What is this month about? Then that can help you to give a bigger context to whatever it is that you're addressing. So it might be, oh yeah, well this is my month for playing and having fun. And so am I stopping myself from playing and having fun? Or this is my month for letting, 9 months, my month for letting go of what I've outgrown. Maybe there's some things here I'm needing to release right now. So it can just help you to have a little bit more inside knowledge, so to speak, to navigate experiences that you're having and maximise them. Because the more that we're aware of what's going on, the more that we can understand what's going on, the easier it is to have the clarity to see our way forward through what is arising. So what I might do now, we've got a few minutes left, and I'd like to just do a little bit of clearing around change, seeing change is our theme for this month. Just do a little bit of tapping for starters. And then we might do some ask and receive around that. So tapping on the side of your hand, for those of you who are not familiar with tapping, tapping 5 to 10 times on each position, just enough to feel it without it hurting. The first position is the side of the hand where if you were going to do a karate chop, you'd be hitting a brick. Okay, so just tapping on, doesn't matter which hand you tap on, and it doesn't matter which fingers you use to tap, whatever's comfortable. So just tapping along with me and repeating after me. Even though there's a part of me that might be resistant to change, there's another part of me that is excited about the prospect of new opportunities, and new possibilities coming my way. And I accept myself completely. Even though there's a part of me that might be anxious about change, there's another part of me that is excited about what that change could bring. And I accept both parts. And just one more time. Even though there's a part of me that doesn't trust change, that is afraid I won't be able to cope, or that things will get worse, or somehow I'll fail, there's another part of me that really likes the idea of my life improving and of having more love and joy and peace and freedom. And I accept both parts. Now tapping on the top of your head and repeating after me, with fear of change, beginning of the eyebrow, the fear that things could get worse, side of eye, fear that I don't know what to expect, under eye, the fear that I mightn't be able to cope, under nose, the fear that I might fail, under lips, the fear I might succeed. Under collarbone, the fear that I don't deserve. Under arm, the fear of the unknown. Side of hand. But what if change could bring so many possibilities? Top of head. What if there are a lot of opportunities coming my way? Eyebrow. What if change could make my life feel better? Side of eye, what if change brings more happiness and joy? Under eye, what if change brings more love and caring and sharing? Under nose, what if change can bring more relaxation and calm? And the lips, what if change can bring more adventures and excitement and experiences? And the collarbone, what if change can bring more freedom, underarm, and more fulfillment? Taking a deep breath. To there. Giving a minute or two for those energies to rebalance and integrate. Tapping is a really powerful way of calming the central nervous system. And when we're in a place of greater calm and relaxation, then we have more clarity and more confidence and more freedom. And now, let's do some ask and receive. There's a part of my being that already knows how positive change can come into my life. And how I can embrace that change. And that part of my being is willing to inform the rest of me now. It's doing so now with grace and ease. My heart, mind, body, and spirit are receiving this information transfer is now complete. And take a breath. Again, just giving that a minute or two to percolate through. When we're in anxiety, we can feel very much on our own, and it's up to us to solve our problems, and we can feel anxious that we can't find a way forward. And we can feel not very safe, that the world's not very safe. So this little asking the seed might just help with that. So repeating after me, there's a part of my being that already knows that life has my back, that life is on my side, and that part of my being is willing to inform the rest of me now. It's doing so now with grace and ease. My heart, mind, body and spirit are receiving this information. Information transfer is now complete. And take a breath. Okay, so I hope that those little clearings there at the end were helpful, and if they resonated for you, you might like to listen to them a few more times in the days ahead to help bring in those new energies at a deeper level. Thank you for being with me now or later, and I wish you much freedom and joy in the weeks ahead. Bye for now.